It is time now to discuss food and for me to eat some food. And here to help me with all of that, apart from the eating bit, because it's all for me, I'm very greedy, is Chef Randy Lewis from Randaddy's Restaurant in La Hinch. How are you, Randy?
Good morning. I'm doing very well.
I'm doing well too. Even better now, because I've a smorgasbord of delicious looking food in front of me here. So we're talking about barbecue food this week.
Yeah, we're talking about barbecues. The sun's finally came out, so
barbecue should be in full use
right now. This is definitely the time of year where I take out my barbecue lots. You could do lots with the barbecue. And in front of you, just got some real basics kind of going on that I kind of just pulled out of the kitchen there. Some very just easy teriyaki skewers and some tandoori chicken and just some easy garlic prawns. But more importantly, it's about how easy the barbecue can be. You know, I think getting your prep done is very important with the barbecue. Not overwhelming yourself with the barbecue. I mean, you have so much going on at the supermarkets these days where they're marinating stuff for you. Or internally, you can marinate it yourself. Vegetables, anything you possibly cook on a pan, as long as it doesn't have sauce on it, throw it on the barbecue.
Yeah, and barbecued vegetables, obviously, as long as you don't overdo them. I just love the taste of them.
Yeah, cook on medium heat because it kind of dries them out, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Dries them out, intensifies the flavor, and just really puts a little bit more tenderness into them, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I like peppers, and onions on a skewer.
Yeah.
Bits of veg like that.
Actually, I had peppers from the char grill from the restaurant the other day. It's just, there's something nice about charred vegetables going along. I think after it, you feel very healthy too.
Yeah, well, in my case, feeling healthy and being healthy are two different things.
You know, you're cooking with less fats, you know. The list goes on, really. Now, I have a gas barbecue at home. I'm kind of lazy that way. It's a good gas barbecue that does a lot of great things, but there's a lot of barbecues out there. I think if I had a bit more time, I'd get a charcoal barbecue. You just get that smokiness flavor in there that you get a really good basic heat when you get the charcoals lit up. Obviously, remember to spread out your charcoals nicely, heat them up, get them going, get them so they're white, so it burns off any kind of chemicals that may be on the charcoal at the time, and your barbecue is ready.
So if you had a preference, you would go for charcoal, but gas time, barbecue, absolutely fine.
I'm being very lazy when it comes to that. Nice gas, a good gas barbecue really works well as well. A lot of them have, there's so much technology, and I say technology, I guess there's so much advancements in barbecues now that, you know, there is lots of good styles of barbecues out there. Or even if you're just going to the beach, grab one of those 2-year-old barbecues. Those work really well as well. The charcoal barbecues, have you seen those?
Yeah, the little small ones.
Yeah. Those throwaways. Those are brilliant. So
don't throw them away though. But if you are, put them into a bin. Don't just throw them away on the beach.
No, you wouldn't do that.
Yeah, no, lovely thing too. And I suppose, look, with the weather we're getting at the moment, it's time to start thinking about barbecues. Look, I've more to ask you about that, but you've presented me with some fine examples of what's been done on your barbecues. So what have I got in front of me?
You just have some garlic prawns there. You have some beef, some teriyaki beef, and some tandoori chicken. Again, very easy marinades that go on the barbecue.
Well, I've had a little bit of the tandoori chicken first off, and oh my God, it tastes delicious. And it's so
nice and
soft.
Juicy.
Yeah, juicy. So take us through how long, what you do in preparation for that. And then with each of them, how long you would barbecue them for, because I presume different types of meat would dictate
that's a great question. So when you're putting different meats, obviously steaks are everybody likes their steak differently. But, you know, when you see the blood starting to come out of the steak, you're going on medium. There's obviously a lot of different ways to test. You know, I've been cooking steaks for a long time, so it kind of comes naturally. Now, things like chicken, when you see the outside edges starting to go white, that's the time to flip. And you always want to have a thermometer around you if you're unsure of anything and get it to that 70, 72 degrees to make sure everything's cooked through. Same thing with burgers. When you see the juices starting to rise to the top, then I flip it. If you flip before, really, you're kind of not getting the sear that you want. And that sear is what's going to hold in the juices to make it juicy and keep it juicy, especially if you have a really good marinade, like the chicken marinade that's marinated in buttermilk. So that's really putting in some juice in there before we sear it off on our barbecue at the restaurant.
That point you're making about the thermometer you've made before, and I think it's really important, because maybe it's just me, maybe I'm an irresponsible chef, but I think a lot of people work off looks alone. They gauge what stage their meat is at purely by looks alone, or they may cut into it. Is it still pink? Oh, it looks not that pink. Rather than actually being precise about it and using a thermometer.
Yeah, I listen, I don't catch myself using the thermometer often, but I definitely use it for, you know, at home for roasts. I use it for pork loin on the barbecue because that could, I like to get my pork loin just kind of just right over medium because it kind of still keeps on cooking. And if it kind of keeps on cooking, you cook it too long, it comes out dry. But yeah, thermometers, they're very easy. You can buy them in every shop. We use it quite a bit in the kitchen just to make sure. I think it's more about not overcooking than undercooking. Trying to get it to the right temperature, because if you go over that temperature, you know, everything gets a lot dry. So you really want to bring it to the exact temperature. To kind of so it brings out the right flavors and it stays juicy.
Yeah, it's about getting the right balance, isn't it? You don't want it to get out too dried and it becomes tough as old leather, but at the same time you don't want it to be undercooked and you end up being very ill.
Absolutely. It's more of a for me it's more of a cooking technique more than you have to use this so you don't get sick. You know, it's more like, no, I gotta use this so the food tastes better.
What do you tend to, like, we have a couple of different examples here in front of me, Randy, but if you're having a barbecue at home, what do you tend to go for in terms of meat and veg and whatever? Or do you just throw a lot of different meats on the barbecue whenever you're using it? It's not, you don't just stick to one thing.
Well, I think the meats and veg, I try and go through veg that you can chop that could be whole. Do you know, like you said, peppers, zucchinis, aubergines, you know, they all stay whole, onions.
This man is becoming more Irish as the days go by. Time was when he'd be calling it an eggplant, but he's transferred to aubergine. You know, welcome.
Absolutely. Whole potatoes, or slicing up your sweet potato. You want it so it can stay on the barbecue and it's not going to fall through the cracks, really. You know, you want to have a nice, you know, garlic butter sitting there for, that's nice and easy. Or you want to have a lovely, you know, a nice herb garlic oil that could be sitting in your fridge. You don't want it to be too much stress. Or you're just buying your bottles from the shop, your bottles that you like from the shop that you'd use for a marinade if you're kind of, you know, under pressure and you don't really like to make your own marinades.
That all sounds absolutely
but veg
delicious.
You can grill a lot of things. You know, grilling a half of romaine lettuce to get your salad for, you know, for your Caesar salad, you know, if you cut a romaine lettuce in half, char grill it, really get some nice flavors for a few seconds, and then get your dressing on top of it. It's a magnificent salad.
That sounds lovely. I presume with the lettuce, though, it's only on there for a few seconds.
It's only on there for a short time, but enough to get it like a little bit wilted, and then underneath still is a little bit, is still quite a bit crunchy, and you still get the smoky flavors, putting on Parmesan cheese on it, putting your dressing on it, I'm getting hungry now, you can see.
You're making me hungry even though I'm eating.
With my words here, because the water coming out of my mouth. So yeah, there's an abundance of things, and I think the thing I like about barbecues is there's no mess in the house. You're bringing everything out on the plate, starting up the barbecue, boom, putting it back on the plate, and you're done. You know?
Is that barbecue sauce on the steak?
That's teriyaki.
Teriyaki, lovely.
It is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not an overpowering taste, but there's just enough of it there really leave a nice aftertaste.
Yeah. Charred and nice. Yeah, it's tasty.
Okay, that is going down well. So coming into this time of year, the weather getting better, I'm sure as Randaddy's, you're given your location there along the waterfront in Lahinch, you're eagerly awaiting this weather. Does it, it's busy times ahead, does it dictate changes to the menu, some more summery foods? Or,
well, I think naturally, yeah, you know, we are on the beachfront, we're lucky to have that spot. We've been there for 14 years now, and it is great to see the sun. It's the first time we're seeing the sun this year. As far as the menu, we have a lot of different things on the menu there for different times of the season. It kind of ranges, and then we have our specials going on daily that would cater to the season that's in it. Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Well, good times ahead, hopefully, for people heading to Lahinch, for yourself and the gang at Randaddy's, and for all of us. The more good weather we can get, the better. Finally, any essential do's or don'ts in relation to barbecues that the listeners need to know about?
Yeah, make sure your barbecue's clean. Clean it off either that night when you are finished cooking, or you're going to have to start on the early before you put on any veg, making sure it's clean, making sure you have enough gas there to get through your day of barbecuing. And then, like, I think you know, there's lots of tips out there. In Ireland, you know, I've went through 3 or 4 barbecues over the last few years because I haven't covered it up and put it away in the bad season, and it goes rusty, you know.
Yes, as I have as I have found to my cost. Well, I say cost, we didn't have to get a new one, but I seriously had to clean it.
Yeah.
It really, really needed a clean to get rid of some of that.
Absolutely.
Totally concur with that. And I think we're all looking forward to the opportunity to have barbecue or more barbecues in general. Randy, thank you very much for joining us, and we'll chat to you again soon, and appreciate you providing this wonderful feast for me as ever. Randy Lewis there from Randaddy's Restaurant La Hinch. If you ever have any culinary questions for Randy, do send them in to us. 086 1800 964 is the text and WhatsApp number.